This is Jay Sekulow coming to you from the offices of the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. I'm holding in my hand a file for people being sent back to Syria because they're Christians. Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're coming to you from Strasbourg, France. The issue, and it's one that we're very concerned about, involves this whole defamation of religion, which is causing quite a problem at the United Nations. And the problem is you've got an organization that is very heavily involved in Islamic outreach, and it involves Islamic countries. And Jordan, this organization is proposing a definition that basically will outlaw the proclamation of Christianity through a, and we've gone through the procedures today, folks, and this will be on the docket basically with the UN in September. So it's quite serious, and this defamation of religion is going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, just to tell everybody quickly about this organization, it's called the Organization of the Islamic Conference. This is a massive organization. The only intergovernmental organization bigger than the OIC is the United Nations itself. So the OIC is an intergovernmental organization made up of basically every Arab, Muslim, or Muslim nation in the world, not just Middle Eastern. People are surprised, though, there's two South American members in this 57-country, 57-state intergovernmental body, which is a huge body, because when they put forward this kind of move in the United Nations to put forward this kind of declaration, they have agreed upon that, which means they are not breaking off. Even though some of these countries impose their version of Islamic law different ways, they have agreed to support this legislation.
Yeah, an interesting also aspect of this, folks, is the fact that if you read the way they're defining human rights law now, the Islamic countries, and this is all the ones that signed on to this, 47 or 48 of them, have agreed that Islamic law will determine human rights law. In other words, if there's a conflict between human rights law, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, with Sharia law, that becomes a crime. And Stuart, that is quite serious.
Well, absolutely, Jay. That's happening all over the world, not just the Middle East. There were reports over the weekend from the United Kingdom of these issues arising there, and they could arise in the United States, where they want to import their law. They want to use their law as opposed to the law of the native country. So in the United Kingdom, these groups and organizations, they want to use Sharia law to settle their own problems and their own issues instead of the law of the country in which they're situated. And so that could cause a serious threat to the stability of any nation.
I think we have to be realistic, folks, and understand the nature of the threat we're talking about here. They want to make the preaching of Christianity a violation of international law and a violation that in some of these countries is punishable by death. I'm holding in my hands a file that we received in the last 2 days from a couple that are now residing temporarily in the United Kingdom. They are converts from Islam to Christianity. We've got information from their church. They are being threatened to be returned to Syria because the UK doesn't want to recognize their right to get a political asylum. But the problem is that the turning from Islam to Christianity is called apostasy. And under these laws, and Jordan, you've been checking these out. Some of our government affairs staff has been over here as well. It's punishable by death.
That's right. That's right. Iran is actually a member of this organization. So when you look at it, there are many moderate, what you'd call Muslim organizations, Muslim states in this organization, in the OIC. But there are also the extremist groups. Countries like Sudan are members. Countries like Iran are members alongside the more moderate countries like Morocco and Jordan and other places which have been okay on human rights. But they have come together to form this organization. Countries which aren't even predominantly Muslim want to get in this because of the amount of money these countries hold together with the oil. It's, again, the second biggest intergovernmental organization in the world, next to only the United Nations, and this has become a major voting block within the UN so that they can block important declarations and put forward these declarations which would allow people, which would justify under human rights law, murdering and killing people who, in their words, quote, defame Islam.
Yeah, which means if you speak out against the Prophet Muhammad, you're going to be defaming Islam. We've seen that reaction globally. Here's what we're doing. We come back from the break. We're going to go through the procedure, folks. Looks like we're going to be before the UN on that situation literally in September. So a lot to talk about there. But we're taking a stand against this, and we want you to join us in this process. Here's what we want you to do. I encourage you to go to your phones right now. There's a number we want you to call. Add your name to a petition going to the UN's Human Rights Declaration Commission, their Human Rights Commission, to say no to mandatory, basically, Islam and yes to religious freedom, which means you can proclaim the gospel. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And sign up online. You call right now, 877 989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at ACLJ.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to ACLJ.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at ACLJ.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at ACLJ.org.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Justice Scalia wrote in his dissenting opinion just 2 weeks ago, America is at war with radical Islamicists. If you agree with that statement, I'd like to hear from you today. We want to hear what you have to say. Do you think that America is at war with radical Islam? What about the rest of the world? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to hear what you have to say about the situation. Jordan, I know we've got a lot of calls coming in. Who do we have?
Let's go right to the phones. Debbie is calling from Oregon. Debbie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I feel like, by degree, I feel like I'm kind of losing my mind. Can you explain to me why it is that conservative talk shows are, they will not acknowledge, they're not even mentioning anything about the Fairness Doctrine?
Well, I don't know. Last week, I will tell you, we've been discussing the Fairness Doctrine the last 2 weeks, and the fact is that I saw Sean Hannity was talking about it, Laura Ingraham was talking about it, Rush was talking about it, and I think it has gotten a lot of press. It's not getting a lot of mainstream press. We're going to get back to it. They're on recess, and so you know at this point we're going to build support for that. We're going to come back to the Fairness Doctrine probably in a couple of weeks. But this gives you a perfect example. Let me talk about this program that we're doing today. This would deem to be controversial radio. Why? Well, it would, to some, you're speaking out against Islam. Now, what are you going to do? Give an equal 30-minute opportunity for the Islamic Center for Law and Justice to come on the air and discuss, you know, it paid for, by the way, by your contributions to listener-supported radio, which is what they would be asserting, basically. So this is the risk. This is what you've got to deal with. This is what you have to recognize is going on right now. And in Europe, and also, by the way, you know, this problem of these Islamic organizations uniting at the UN is not something just limited to the UN, folks. Remember, it was just 3 weeks ago in Texas, we were talking about the Council of American Islamic Relations inside a junior high in Texas, giving a propaganda message, and no one speaking out against it until the pastors in the community, and we got involved on it nationally and backed it down. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't take a stand on these issues, it's getting very serious. This threat from Islam, we've been in Europe and the Middle East for 5 weeks now. I will tell you, folks, it is serious stuff.
Well, Jay, it's real. As you said, we've been traveling for 5 weeks. We've been in Israel, all over the Middle East. We've been all over Europe, and basically it's a threat. It's a threat that the native populations in these countries are really concerned about. Here in France, there's a huge Islamic threat. There's a radical Islamic element here that basically is trying to make its way into mainstream thought, and they're doing it by some of these procedures, the defamation of religion. They're using UN, they're using the individual countries to spread their message and vision into the communities, and as we know, they're very patient, and they want to get their point across, and they're wearing some people down, and it's of concern. And in parts of Europe, they call it Eurabia, because the population by birth rate is tremendous, and so Their population is increasing, their message is increasing, and they're forcing their message on other people, and they're putting a lot of pressure on Christians, especially in the Middle East. We know that the Christians, the Arab Christians, are having a very, very difficult time. They're under constant pressure and constant threats to practice their Christianity. And basically, if the radical Islamic threat is not stopped, we know in the Middle East, because we were there for 3 weeks, there'll be no Christians left in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, we saw that in Bethlehem. You see that now in Nazareth. I mean, these are towns where Jesus' ministry took place. Even the Galilee, the Sea of Galilee region, is becoming majority Islamic. But here's the problem, folks. They are trying to basically turn the definition of religious freedom. Religious freedom used to be that the state would not interfere with the individual religious practices of its citizens, and they would be able to promulgate your views. You'd have Bible study. By the way, in Algiers, if you have two Bible verses on you, they deem one available for distribution. Penalty there, by the way, death. That's what it is if you're caught with Bible verses, more than one. You're allowed one, but if you have two, I'm not talking about a Bible now, folks. I'm talking about a Bible verse. If you have two, it's a violation, because that's deemed to. So you either go away to jail and they'll never hear from you again, or literally face death. Now you've got this huge Islamic organization, which is basically organized inside the United Nations to put forward this defamation of religion prohibition, a resolution they want to get out of the Human Rights Council, then ultimately the General Assembly. By the way, it looks like the Human Rights Council hearings are going to be in September, and I will tell you, they're going to be in Geneva, and I will assure you that a full group of ACLJ and ECLJ lawyers are going to be there to stand up against this, because this is a serious and real threat. But, and I need to let you know this, this is a tremendous challenge because they exercise a lot of influence. Now, I want you to go to your phones right now if you're listening to us and call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can also go to aclj.org and get more information that way.
When we go and we look at these groups and this organization, I think the shocking thing here, folks, and what you have to understand is it passes of this kind of declarations through the United Nations, making this kind of declaration, getting it through the Human Rights Committee, and then onwards to the General Assembly, with a voting bloc of 57 countries, 57 countries, most of which don't have good human rights records at all. Even those with good human rights records are barely hanging on, usually, in that field. And they've united with countries like Sudan and Iran and others, which are known violators of human rights law, Saudi Arabia and others, every single day. But here's what you have to understand. If this law goes through, what it does is take away the application of human rights law, the human rights law that most of these countries, all but 10, have signed on to support and follow in their countries, takes it out of that realm and says, if you're attacking Islam, it's a violation of human rights law, and we can punish the individual for doing that, punish the individual for attacking the organization of that religion. And punishment in these countries for everything from stealing to blasphemy to all apostasy is death. That's the penalty.
Yeah, and I'll take it a step further, and this is something you've got to really understand and deal with, and that is when you're engaged in this kind of global issue that's significant, you have to realize that the fight here is also very significant, because they are turning the definition of human rights and trying to base it on Sharia law. That's their own statements, folks. That's what they're saying. So it's really quite serious.
Well, not only that, Jay, I think the ironic thing is that they're claiming discrimination. But in most of those Arab countries, most of those prevalently Islamic nations, you cannot practice any other faith other than Islam. You can't be a practicing Jew. You can't be a practicing Christian. If you practice your faith, you can get thrown out of jail. You can get thrown in jail. You can get deported. You can get executed. You cannot practice your faith in any of those nations. But yet, they go into the UN, they get together, and they start practicing, drafting policies which discriminate against Christians and other faiths. So they use the UN as a toy for them to get together and for them to coalesce into policies such as this. But it's those nations themselves that don't allow other faiths to practice their religion, but yet they're claiming they're discriminated against.
And folks, here's the reality of all of this, and that is the fact that you've got a situation where right now you've got to understand that this defamation of religion will outlaw the proclamation of Christianity, and we got to stand against Islam here. It's that simple and that straightforward. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
We got a lot of calls coming in. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Tim is calling from Colorado. Tim, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I am calling because I don't like the statement radical Islam. They are no more radical than I am a radical Christian. I am a good Christian. Anybody that reads the Quran and embraces Islam is radical. They're all radical. The Quran states, kill Christians and Jews. It also states, if your wife is disobedient, beat her. It's not just the radicals. It's any...
Oh, no, listen. I'm telling you, I'm quoting from a Supreme Court opinion. Understand that what I'm doing here is really quoting from a Supreme Court opinion that deals with this. That's where the problem is. It's a Supreme Court opinion where Justice Scalia says America's at war with radical Islamicists. There's no real... If you're deemed a moderate Muslim, the most Muslims don't consider you a practicing Islamicist. That's the fact. So they do view it that way, and that's the problem here, and that's one thing we have to take very, very seriously.
Yeah, Jay, I think I agree with that. I really believe that, you know, Islam is a faith that's practiced in a lot of different ways in a lot of different parts of the country. But the problem is that the people in power have radical ideas, and those are the ones that flew on 9/11, and those are the ones that are a threat to all modern Western nations. And again, we just came from the Middle East. Christianity, which is the only other evangelical faith in the world, is trying to survive